Thank you, Zim. I'm glad to see some of my senior colleagues are here who missed the previous session. So, okay. Now, leading on from the first talk in the earlier session, here we are going to look at the interactive priming effect of biochar on native soil carbon and the effect of labile carbon on the mineralization of biochar. And perhaps I should acknowledge the two colleagues here, Bhupender Pal Singh from New South Wales DPI and fourth-year student Alexandra Keith, who did most of the lab work. Now, many of you probably already know what the priming effect is, but some of you probably are not aware, and this is appearing quite frequently in the soil organic carbon literature now. That there have been a couple of review papers in soil biology biochemistry on this topic. And in here, in context of the biochar, when I'm saying priming effect, negative or positive, mean that if you add biochar to the soil and if it increases the mineralization of native carbon, that's positive priming, and if you add biochar to the soil and it decreases the mineralization of native carbon, that is negative priming of biochar. There has been a sort of mixed literature in terms of the priming effect of biochar on soil carbon. It all started with this paper in Nature from Wardle et al., where this graph, it shows that when they used the nylon bags, they buried this in forest soil, and after 10 years when they recovered it and they did the net mass sort of budget of the carbon, and what they found was that there was a lot more carbon lost from the soil in the presence of biochar, and then they contributed this to the positive priming of biochar on humus. Following that work, the work by Liang and colleagues, they showed that biochar helped in the stabilization of labile carbon, so there they were talking about negative priming. There have been a couple of studies done in Germany where if you add, or in these incubation studies, what they found was that when they added labile carbon in the form of glucose, there was increased mineralization of biochar demonstrated by these peaks here or these spikes here. And you can see that clearly there was an increased mineralization of biochar from the addition of a labile carbon source in the soil. More recently, this paper by Zimmerman, where they looked at soil biochar mixes, and then they had soil alone and biochar alone. Without identifying the source, if you compare the soil alone or biochar alone, these unfilled histograms and the hatched ones, they are soil plus biochar. So they observed both positive and negative priming in different systems. However, as I said, they did not make any distinctions what the source of carbon was in these studies. So based on all this confusion in the literature, we conducted this incubation study where we used labile organic matter and combination with the biochar and to see that how these two are affecting the mineralization of each other in a clay soil. Now, to identify the source of carbon in the incubated soil, we used a C14 dominated soil, a vertisol, and the soil delta carbon 13 signature is here at around minus 14 mil. And labile carbon also has got a signature which is quite similar to that. Whereas the biochar were carbon depleted biomass eucalyptus material and signature of minus 36. So quite well separated sources of carbon, so that we can clearly identify the proportion of carbon coming from biochar or either mulch or soil plus mulch. We have not tried to make any attempt to distinguish carbon from labile carbon or the soil. What we did was we used soil biochar mixes with no biochar or 2% biochar, and we used either 450 degrees Celsius or 550 degrees Celsius pyrolyzed wood biochar. We used four different levels of labile organic matter, one where we did not add any sugarcane mulch, and we added in other cases three different levels, 1%, 2% and 4%, so that we have enough labile organic matter in the system for microbes to get going. And the system is quite similar to, if you listen to my earlier talk, we incubated soil in the sealed container with the water to maintain the relative humidity and sodium hydroxide to capture the gas. And the total amount of carbon or mineralized was measured by titration method, and then we changed the traps, obviously, at a number of different times. And once that carbon was determined, then we press-plated strontium carbonate so that we could do the delta carbon 13 analysis to determine the source of carbon of that mineralized CO2. And so we separated or measured the proportion or calculated the proportion of carbon from biochar using this mass balance equation. Okay, so some results. Now these are the graphs for cumulative carbon mineralized, 0% loam, 1% loam, labile organic matter, 2%, 4%. And remembering the scales are different for 0% and all other levels of loam. So as you would expect, with increasing amount of labile organic matter, the amount of cumulative carbon mineralized increased. In here, the maximum is around 40, whereas in the others, probably over 200. As you can see quite clearly that the amount of carbon mineralized in the absence of biochar is much higher compared to these two green and blue line, which are 450 and 550 biochar. So biochar application clearly reduced the carbon mineralization significantly at all levels of labile organic matter. Based on the delta carbon 13 value, we were able to separate the carbon mineralized from biochar and soil or soil plus loam. And here I'm presenting the value of carbon mineralized from the biochar. This is at 0% loam. So you can see that 450 biochar obviously mineralized more compared to 550. And there is significantly more carbon is coming from biochar compared to the applied loam treatments. So here, the maximum is around 10, more or less similar in all these three levels, whereas in this case, you can see nearly 35% or over 35% of carbon has come from the biochar source. And in the presence of all levels of loam, there is increased mineralization from 450 biochar compared to 550 biochar. The total amount of biochar which was mineralized during this 4 months incubation period varied between 0.4 to 1.1%. So you can see very little biochar was mineralized. And always 450 biochar, or the proportion of carbon mineralized from 450 biochar was greater than 550 biochar. One thing which is clear is that when you don't add any labile organic matter, the amount of biochar carbon mineralized was maximum around 0.6%. But when you add labile organic matter, you increase the total amount of carbon mineralized from biochar. So the labile organic matter is increasing slightly the amount or the proportion of biochar which is being mineralized. So there is some sort of positive priming appears to be occurring here. Once again, 450 biochar mineralized more than the 550. There are some quite I would say, more than desirable error bars in the various replicates, but there, clearly there is some general trend here. If you look at the priming effect of LOM on biochar, so 0 is the line where there is no priming, any number positive, that means there is increased mineralization from the LOM applications, and negative number means there is negative priming. Now, in all of these treatments, as you can see, that there is a positive priming, and that increases with the LOM treatment. Here is 1%, you get a peak around about 10, 2% around 25, and in 4% it stays positive. So what I'm saying here, once again, there is quite a lot of uncertainty in these numbers, or error bars are quite large, but nevertheless, there is a clear trend that with increasing amount of labile organic source in the system, there is positive priming of biochar. So there is more mineralization of carbon in the presence of labile organic carbon source. Priming effect of biochar on LOM, once again, all the positive number means there is positive priming. So when you don't add labile organic matter, biochar is increasing the mineralization. All the numbers are positive here, you can see. Whereas when you add labile organic matter, 1, 2, or 4, numbers are negative and they are increasingly becoming negative. So I guess what I'm saying here is that when you have more labile organic in the system, biochar stabilizes the labile organic matter, whereas when you have very little organic carbon in the soil, biochar appears to increase the mineralization. So here are the conclusion. The first question we asked was that how does the application of labile organic matter affect the biochar mineralization? And the answer is that yes, with increasing labile organic matter in the system, there is increased mineralization of biochar, at least in the beginning. Whereas the biochar has got an effect which stabilizes the labile organic matter in the soil system. So you will get benefit in terms of stability of labile organic matter by the application of biochar. I guess I'll leave these here, and perhaps I should leave this here, that I'll many people to thank in terms of analysis, soils and other things, and I'm happy to take questions. Thank you for your attention. That's absolutely right, and I did not present we have calculated the mineralization rate of biochar as well as labile organic matter, and what you see is you see a peak at the very beginning, and then it kind of stabilizes fairly quickly. However, when you have different levels of LOM in the system, that it does not stabilizes for longer period of time, I suppose. If you got more carbon in the system, microbes probably are working, and I don't know whether there is a clear line that in a biochar there is only 1% labile source, or mineralizable source of carbon, or you have potential to mineralize more than 1% if you got energy present in the system. But one thing for sure, it's clear that at least in the 550, we have done the calculation of mean residence time based on the amount which has been mineralized in this experiment. And this experiment, by the way, we are still continuing. But I have presented only 4 months data. And we see that carbon is very stable in 550 biochar, and probably 2 to 3% may be mineralizable in 450 bytes. There's a question somewhere.
Yeah, what was the carbon nitrogen ratio of the Zebra
African plant? I don't remember from top of my head. We have done the carbon nitrogen analysis, and you can look at this paper. This is coming in ES&T in next issue. I can't remember. It's not that very wide. I didn't know, but I can't remember from top of my head.
Okay. Let's move on.
Thank you.